Regular Town Board Meeting, Tuesday, November 8th, 2022.
I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of the Monroe Town Board for November 8th. And ask the Deputy Clerk to please call the roll.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue? Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here.
And if everyone would please rise for a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everyone. First item on the agenda, we do have 1 7 minutes for October 20th, 2022, which was a town board budget workshop. I think everybody present was here for that meeting. Somebody like to move those to approve?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item two is adoption of the 2023 budget. Just briefly, it's a $9.2 million budget for 2023. It's the fifth budget that I've prepared as supervisor. We did not raise the state's 2% tax cap. And not only that, we actually decreased the tax rate by over 4.25% per thousand assessed value for our residents. And in this particular budget, no general fund balance was utilized, and the overall use of fund balance was reduced by 53%. So with that, would someone like to move for adoption of the 2023 budget?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-1 passes. Then the item three is Mountain Medical Agreement. As the board knows, we utilize this company to perform our pre-employment physicals. Our DOT physicals and drug testing is not performed by this company. And there is no change over last year's agreement for cost to the town. My recommendation would be to, again, engage the services of Mountain Medical for all pre-employment physicals.
Want me to read the resolution here? All right. Town Board Resolution, Town of Monroe, where is the Town of Monroe? Engages in services of Mountain Medical for all pre-employment physicals. So therefore, be it resolved that the town board of the town of Monroe accept and authorize the supervisor to sign the contract with Mountain Medical for the period from January 1st, 2023 through December 31st, 2023.
You want to move that?
So, seeking a motion, yeah.
So, is there so moved? Any discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion.
Do you need this one for the budget for this ride or not? I don't mean to go back, but I just happened to flip through and see it.
If you have a phone, I think we covered it, but yeah, I'll just offer for the record, even though we've adopted the 2023 budget, that as part of the required budget process under town law, town held a public hearing for the 2023 preliminary budget on November 1st of 2022, and it was held in accordance with the New York State General Municipal Law, and then we moved to adopt the budget. Agenda item for retiree health insurance. Addresses all of our retirees who are 65 and older. Working with Marshall Sterling, which works with us on our health insurance, they offered a different plan for supplemental Medicare for our retired employees who are eligible for and enrolled in Medicare. And their recommendation was to go with a different program that provides nearly the same exact benefits, but it will cost our retirees 64% less annually. And so what we'll be doing is shifting from CDPHP to Humana. So I have a resolution on that. I think it's a win-win. It's win for the town, it's win for our retirees. It just makes good fiscal sense, especially those that are in fixed income. I can tell you that their costs, what they're paying under the CDPHP plan last year, individual, was $328. Under the Humana plan, it'll be $119.31.
That's wow.
Yes, that's not good. So that's how they decided.
Do we know what services are not going to be the same? Would you know? I mean, it doesn't.
So,
I mean, I love the numbers. I'm just curious.
Yeah, so I do have a spreadsheet here. I don't know if all the board members get a copy of it or not. Basically, if you look at PCB visits, special visits, they're all identical until you get down to, actually that's the same, food for outpatient services. Everything that they're provided for under CDPHP is also provided for under the Humana option. So I don't know if you want to take a look at it. I couldn't find any differences in what we're currently offering versus what they will receive, other than the price.
I can't certainly tell someone what's better or worse. I mean, you know, because I don't know where falls what people really cash in on. So they think about that. It looks like it's a much better plan to go forward with what this option is.
From a financial standpoint, it certainly is.
Yeah, but if even like preventative dental was $250 reimbursement and current, it's covered in full under demand, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's our belief that it's equal to or better for less money.
Yeah. Routine hearing covered in full. You had to pay copay before. So, as we look up,
here's the
co-insurance. What's that one? Co-insurance.
Here's everything that I'm going to
see.
You grab
that. Yeah, I mean, the first line here, this looks.
Yeah, we just have the push fire. With the exception of a couple of things, in certain categories, it all seems to be about similar nature.
Yeah, we in town met with our carrier and went over everything with a fine tooth comb. And, you know, they explained the differences. And in the end, the biggest difference was the cost savings. Very similar to what they had in mind.
Yeah.
I would support your recommendation if you put them and go forward with the.
You don't have a copy of the resolution.
I do.
Well, that's okay. We'll read it for you.
Okay. So, whereas the town of Monroe offers a supplemental Medicare plan for retired employees who are eligible for and enroll in Medicare, and whereas Marshall and Sterling, as the town of Monroe's health benefit administrator, has recommended switching to a new Medicare Advantage plan for eligible retirees. So therefore, be it resolved that the town board accept the following Medicare Advantage plan for eligible retirees for the period of January 1st, 2023 through December 31st, 2023, Humana passive PPO custom medical with standard RX-127, and so be it further resolved that the town of Monroe authorized Marshall and Sterling to contact both CDPHP and Humana to administer these plans on the town's behalf.
Second.
I have a copy, I can give that to you.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
All right.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
You're welcome. first item I have is I want to make the board aware that the Deputy Highway Superintendent has interviewed for position of Labor 2 and has the recommendation of hiring Mr. David Smith, who has worked part-time for the town in the position of wing person and flagger since December of 2019. He's also a resident of the town of Moreau. Deputy Highway Superintendent indicates that he's proven himself to be dependable and very work conscientious, and he'll be an asset to the department. So he is going to hire Mr. Smith in the position of full-time laborer to Monday, to begin work Monday, November 14, 2022. Now, as the board is aware, it does not have to be ratified by the board. But for record keeping purposes, it would be easier if we had a record that we got hired and all that. So I would entertain a motion to hire Mr. David Smith as a laborer to full time at the town highway department. To commence work on Monday, November 14, 2022, at the rate established per contract, CSCA contract, and that will be subject to successful completion of a pre-employment visit.
So he's already had a pre-employment because he's been working part-time?
Oh, okay, so then
pretty much year-round part-time, so
all right,
covered.
So,
second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item is that the Highway Superintendent would like to open a PO for the purchase of rock saw for the remainder of the 2022 budget year. And we would like that PO to be open in the amount of $129,440.88, which would be drawn from account DD5142.490. Which had that amount in it as of October 31st. The total amount budgeted for this purpose in 2022 was $250,000. This would be drawn on county contract number 22 PWS 10R, which is with the American Rock Salt Company, at an amount of $62.67 per ton.
So moved for the $129,440.68.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Chris, did you have anything else to add?
No, I did have in there for about
the
crosswalks. I wasn't sure if you needed approval from the folks.
Depends on what the expenditure is. So,
I do believe I have enough paint in stock, but I do not have the signs. The signs would have to be ordered, and I don't know how long that would take.
So, the Deputy Highway Superintendent, I think, received a request for a crosswalk.
An inquiry
about a crosswalk at the intersection of Peter Dan and Tanglewood Drive. And I thought there had been one approved a while back. We did some research. We didn't find that one had been approved there. This is a town road. It's not a county road.
Correct.
So it doesn't require county being involved. Would that require, Councilor, that we have a crossing area to do?
No.
So, I don't know what the board's pleasure is on it. If you'd like to put one there or not.
We're looking for two, I believe.
Yes, it is with the crossing guards already across Jersey.
Oh, the crossing guards, but no crosswalk.
This is
the one at Peter Dan to Hill, almost. That one? Is that
where it
was?
I believe it's
Peter
Dan
to Hill.
It's somewhere in there, but there's also one at Oakwood.
And where the sidewalk ends at Tanglewood School, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We're going to have to meet somebody over there.
That'd be interesting, really.
but we already have crossing guards there, to the best of my knowledge, at those two spots anyway.
We do have guards, but they would like...
Absolutely.
I'm actually really glad this is coming to the table, because I was actually asked about this almost a year ago by some people on the street, and I did bring it up to our former highway superintendent a few times, and it got buried, so I'm really happy that you're bringing this up. This is getting done, so the Purcell family will be very happy, because they were the ones that requested it to me.
Gotcha.
And you know, so I appreciate you taking this forward. I was looking for an approval tonight. Mark, did you, Mark?
I moved it. I would be in favor of moving it within the funds to.
So, I think you have authority to spend up to $2,000 without town board approval.
Right.
It's not going to cost more than $2,000 to sign it.
No, like I say, I've got paint. I think I've got enough paint. The only thing now is getting it down in time before it gets too cold.
All right. So I'll let you decide where you want it to be drawn from.
Well, right, if it's all right with you, tomorrow morning I'm going to have a couple of fellows meet with the crossing guards to see exactly where they want.
Okay. Is it the crossing guards that asked for it?
They're the ones that require it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cool.
Oh, good. Wait a second on that.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Then item six, Recreation Department. And there was anything else, right,
Chris?
You all set?
Yeah.
I didn't miss the chips here. Just need the money at the end.
What was that?
That was the fuel cost from one of the stuff in the transfer station.
We can do that at the audit.
Okay.
We'll pay the bills.
Okay.
Is there money in the audit paid?
Well, yeah. We're going to figure out what account.
Yeah, we can do that. Number six, Recreation Department. I received a letter dated November 3rd from our rec leader, Mr. Peter Olszewski, Jr., informing the board that of his impending resignation from the position of rec leader, effective at 4 p.m. on Sunday, November 27th, 2022. That will require the board by motion and resolution to accept his resignation.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We do have some requests from rec leader. Further, actually several of them. The first is for the rec basketball program.
Yeah, this is, I met with the rec leader today. He had met with the coaching or organizational staff for the youth basketball program. The quick of this is he's looking for $3,500 for the purchase of the uniforms. This is up a little bit from last year. If you guys recall, it was on the budget, or on the board. They're looking to get some reversible jerseys for the older kids, just for the actual sports games. I support it, and at the younger levels, it's going to be the typical uniform shirts that we provided in the past. So he's looking for that. He's already met with the coaches. I'll continue to, in the rec department, work with him to make sure we keep this program rolling as he makes his exit here at the end of the month. So I would make a motion to allow him to spend up to $3,500 on the rec basketball program.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Quick question. Don't know a lot about basketball jerseys. So, will these be jerseys? These reversible jerseys? Is it something the kids keep?
That's fine. Yes.
Okay. So most of these fees will be covered through registration fees. Or are we just buying the jerseys to give away?
I believe that it's one of the ones that's through. I don't know if there is a fee attached to it. I just know, speaking to him, that was for the jerseys and the trophies of the program to operate itself.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's ever been a fee associated with it. This program.
Basketball? Is there?
Yeah.
Alan,
it's $25 for two students and $35 for 3 to 6th grade.
Okay, so it's just like it's the regular rec sign-up. So we actually take the registration fees in.
The revenues for per room is really expensive.
Okay, so we'll, yeah. Okay, so
every
we're
one of the programs that, that we run knows that the guy lives, and this one all of that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm totally. All right, so I'm fine with that. We have the first and the second, and just come out of that. Any discussion? Thank you.
Yeah. Motion.
Okay. Motion, second, discussion, and
we'll go.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion
carries.
Next item is we do have some equipment accessory purchases. One is for a plow and a set of tracks. The two accessories would cost combined $10,707.18. And I'd like to refer that to the recommendation on that. Next board meeting.
And we'll table that one into it and get some updated pricing.
All right. Then the final item is in relation to softball tournament for 2023 and the fees that we charge. The regulator has some recommendations.
The quick characterization is up $5 for the organization per game from $60 to $65. This will bring in approximately an additional $2,500 to $3,000 in revenue to help cover some of the operating costs of the fields. The other part of it that he wanted to adjust was he wanted to adjust what we use as a scoring rubric, or that he's used as a scoring rubric down there for locals, and this is how they get their priority for their tournaments throughout the summer. It's a point system that's written out in black and white for all the organizations and the coaches to see. I believe it was provided to all of us as well. If not, actually, I don't know if it was or wasn't. If not, I can get it to everybody.
I think Alan denied it this year. Yeah.
Don't tell Martha.
So obviously it sounds like there's only a small change in that. That was just dedication of the local. It seems to be a system that's working. And speaking with I don't want to speak for Councilman Van Tassel, but it's definitely something we'd like to push forward tonight with an additional, cleaning fee. Or dumpster, I don't know what we want to label it, and I don't know what our rate is. The reasonable rate, we were in the ballpark of $200 per tournament.
I think what makes sense on that topic is that because we have some tournaments that run one day and some that run 2 days, mm-hmm. then what I would recommend is $150 for one-day tournaments and $300 for two-day tournaments. And that would be consistent with the formula we use for some of the other calculations.
So then I am in favor of those adjustments and working with our current rec leader to get our contracts out to the organizations for the schedule for next year with our pending transition with a new leadership down there.
So can I just look for just a little clarity? Can I hear you say we're going to hold on making adjustments to the matrix for now? Are you
It sounds like you designed it. I am okay with the current status we have and this small change. I didn't see anything that would be drastic one way or the other.
Tonight I'm not prepared. I'm personally not prepared to move forward with making changes to this because I haven't had a chance to digest it. But for the schedule, which we need resolution on, I'm okay with those two items.
Yes, the matrix can be done administratively, so that's not a problem.
I'd make a motion to adjust our fees from $60 to $65 and our, what do we want to call it?
Refuge
fees of 1 day of $150 and 2 day of $300.
Second.
Any discussion? Just quickly on the discussion, I think it's very important that the town does have the ability to handle the increase, the dramatic increase in garbage and other detritus that we seem to take in at the tournaments. What we found over People come in, they break their chairs, umbrellas, whatever. I mean, we've had full-blown canopies for people. They just don't want them and they leave them. So we have to take care of it. There's a lot of extra garbage because of tournaments. I think this is a great way to offset operations at the park. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Quick question, please.
Yes.
Will the clerk's office update the form that they've come in? Or who will be responsible? I can't remember the publishing fee schedule.
Clerk's office distributes it. Who updates it? Doesn't the rec?
That's good. Here's a question.
The fee schedule, doesn't the rec department update it and then provide it to the clerk's office?
Yes, or we can do it for them if that is your board.
So do you want to have our office do it?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, sure.
Just like the one last statement on the rec, I just wanted to say that we're going to continue to work with the rec committee, obviously with just accepting the resignation from the rec leader. Just that the rec committee would like to work with the supervisor's office on the new leadership down there, potentially relooking and addressing some of the current roles and positions along with in that discussion. The wages that could go with those new positions. It's nothing that I'm looking to enter or move tonight. Just want to put it out there. That's something that I would look forward to working with your office and Councilman Ventasso here before the beginning of next year.
Okay. Anything else on the right? If not, we'll move on to agenda item 7, which is the town clerk's office. As the board is well aware, we received a notice from the current town clerk of her impending resignation from that position prior to the end of her term, and which requires town board appointments to fill that position for the remainder of this year and the next year until the next set of local elections, which is in the fall of 2023. We did have, because we announced it on the record, accepted it. There were individuals that were interested in the position, and I was very pleased that we had two from within the town of Moreau, and I did have the opportunity to interview both of them, and the interviews went very well. I made sure that both individuals were aware that this was an appointed position, it's an elected position, and with that it has challenges, and both still were interested in the position, so that's good, didn't scare them away. But I do have a recommendation this evening. One individual has, by virtue of her work experience, several decades of experience in a similar capacity, but that's, you know, only a factor based on longevity and somebody being involved in local government employee, and we all get that experience over time, so I did appreciate the second candidate for applying. So my recommendation would be that the town board appoint Brenda LaPierre of 6 Timber Lane, Moreau, New York, to the position of town clerk and registrar,
show interest in it. It's not something that's happened in the past. I certainly encourage folks like that to continue to do that. There's a lot of other opportunities that present themselves. And the first would be if you are recommending them, sounds like we're moving on, you know, dust from the student medicine experience. Maybe that would be hired. And I think that particular person is going to really help others move on and achieve some of their goals too. So I really think at the end of the day, it's just a great opportunity for us to make a really good move.
Yeah, I'd also like to acknowledge that it is great that we have people with experience that want to continue to work at a greater capacity in the town. So I appreciate that we have that, and I just think it helps the whole team better, you know, move forward. So to all applicants, thank you for your consideration. Yeah. Looking forward to moving into our next chapter with our next clerk.
Yeah, and Brenda has an associates in applied science and business administration from North Country Community College in Saranac Lake, New York. She was an executive assistant bookkeeper in the town of Marystown, Saranac Lake, from May 1999 to March 2011. After that, she was a court clerk in the village of Saranac Lake from June 2011 through March 2013. Then a principal account clerk in Essex County from February 2013 to April 2014, followed by deputy county clerk in Essex County from April 2014 through 2019. And most recently, before I was able to stay with her away from the county, she was a special clerk to the Saratoga County Treasurer, where she worked from February 2020 to about, I think it's been within a couple of months now. So, I think that experience will serve our residents very well at this point. Any other discussion, comments?
Yeah, if not,
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Number 8, Water Department. Got a couple things going on here. So if the town board recalls, we received I guess it was a map plan report last year from the town's engineer in relation to county connection with our sewer. It was something that the board asked the LaVerge group to work on. And recently, we have received hard numbers from the city of Glens Falls. Based on what the costs are going to be moving forward, especially when we exceed the current capacity that we have under contract with the city of Glens Falls. And we know that we will be exceeding that capacity in a relatively short time as that economic development takes place along our Route 9 corridor. So with that, they updated the plan. I think all board members have received a copy electronically. I have a hard copy in my office. So the next stage in the process is to establish a public hearing date for what is required and also known as a 202B hearing, where the public will have an opportunity to weigh in on the proposal to give us an alternative for our sewer discharge. And so with that, there's a resolution that board members have. I believe the town clerk, deputy town clerk, has a copy of it. And we don't have to accept the report since it's just a modification of what we already accepted a while back.
Correct.
Which included secret.
It did include secret, and I confirmed that with both Bill Ryan and John Woods earlier this afternoon.
It did or did not?
It did. Yeah, so we're all set on that. So, in a nutshell, what this option allows the town is a more cost-effective way to basically dispose of our effluent. And it gives us, like similarly, we have another water, we go to Queensbury, Florida County. Now we'll have two options with our wastewater moving forward, which I think is imperative as we experience growth under 9. So with that, I'll ask the deputy clerk to read the resolution.
All right. Order for public hearing on the cost of improvements and or the cost to reconstruct existing facilities and appurtenances for the benefit of the Moreau Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5 in the Town of Moreau, County of Saratoga, State of New York, pursuant to Section 202B of the Town Law of the State of New York. Whereas New York State Town Law Section 202B establishes that wherever the Town Board shall determine it to be in the public interest, after a public hearing, the town may construct additional improvements on behalf of a sewer district or other special districts. And whereas the Town of Moreau Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5, was created by Town Board Resolution dated April 30th, 2019. And whereas, as part of the district formation, the town was tasked with seeking the purchase of treatment capacity for District 1, Extension 5. And whereas, as part of multi-year process, the town evaluated available treatment alternatives, and whereas the evaluation of treatment alternatives concluded that the most cost-effective treatment option can be accessed from Saratoga County Sewer District Number 1 and requires the construction of a sanitary sewer force main connection to the Saratoga County system, and whereas an engineering report was developed for the county force main connection, herein referred to as a map and plan, and has been prepared in such manner and in such detail as is required by Section 202B of the Town Law of the State of New York relating to the cost of improvements and or the cost to reconstruct existing facilities and appurtenances for the benefit of Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5 in the Town of Moreau, County of Saratoga, State of New York, and whereas said map and plan was prepared by LaBerge Group, competent engineers, duly licensed by the State of New York, showing the cost of improvements and or the cost to reconstruct existing facilities and appurtenances for the benefit of Sewer District Number 1, Extension 5. And whereas said map and plan describing said improvements and or reconstruction is on file in the town clerk's office for public inspection. And whereas the proposed improvements will connect the newly constructed pump station on Route 9 to the county collection system for a cost of approximately $5,200,000 as described within the map and plan. And whereas by resolution dated June 26, 2018, the town board authorized financing of improvements required for District 1 Extension 5 at the maximum cost of $16 million. And whereas the District 1 Extension 5 construction project is nearing completion and significantly under budget, and whereas because District 1 Extension 5 will be completed under budget, the improvements contemplated with this Section 202B proceeding will be completed without exceeding the previously authorized financing limit of $16 million, and whereas approval of the New York State Comptroller is not required inasmuch as the real property in the Town of Moreau, Sewer District 1, Extension 5, is not wholly or partly located within the Adirondack Park. Now it is hereby ordered that the Town Board of the Town of Moreau shall meet and hold a public hearing at the Town of Moreau Town Hall, 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, 12828, in said town, on the 29th day of November, 2022, at 6:30 p.m. local time, to consider the proposed improvements and to hear all persons interested in the subject thereof, as is by required by law. The foregoing was moved by council person.
Second.
All right.
And other discussion.
You covered the key points. I think they're both very important. I feel strong, most strongly about.
And it does it in a cost-effective manner. And I would like to say on the record my extreme appreciation and thanks to Dan Rourke, who's the executive director of the Saratoga County Sewer District Number 1, who he and the staff have been extremely accountable. accommodating, working with the town of Monroe, agreeing to do infrastructure installs and upgrades to make sure that the town of Monroe can successfully go south to the county. So appreciate all those hard work. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Anything else on that?
The 29th is not a board meeting night.
Yeah, so I have to do another business. We're going to change the meeting to that.
I just wanted to make sure I was doing this. Okay, thank you.
Getting to the point We only took in revenues of $41,294. Same period last year was $58,000. If you take the $35,000 that we received from the county for our recycling efforts, you know, that's heavily subsidizing our operations down there. So, you know, we have to make sure we do a great job looking at the poles, make sure they're as heavy as possible when they come out of there, because we're paying the same cost, whether it's full, half full, or empty, when they do those poles. And we may have to look at user fees down there moving into the new year and make sure we're solid.
It was the acting lead down there, Mike, did bring that up and has brought some recommendations to the transfer committee, and we'll work with the supervisor's office to address that. Okay. He's pulled from some other local towns as well, so we do agree something we need to address.
That's all I had on committees and anything else.
Address my agenda.
I do not need an executive session. Does anyone else? Other business, as I touched on, I have a request from my office to move the next town board meeting from the 22nd to the 29th to give them a little more time to complete the vouchers and get them ready for town board signatures. So if the board is in agreement, entertain a motion to change the next meeting from the 22nd to November 29th, with the audit meeting commencing at 6:50, town board meeting at 7.
So moved.
Sorry. all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Trouble to the floor. Any member of the public wish to be heard? Hearing none, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much for
Thank you for calling, Chris. I really do.
Thank you.